Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Bob Schuster down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we've got interviews with fishing guide Tim Duffy, with Desmond Bennett from Hayward here, and also with our DNR biologist, Max Walter. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
You want to get outdoors, you want to have some fun.
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, but don't go with a cheap imitation when you can go with a Flow from Hayward Power Sports. Flow has been leading the way for 30 years. They were the first and are still the best in modular roll-in docks. Flow dock systems are rock solid and the easiest to install, level, and remove. Their easy leveling leg system lets you level the dock from the top side without ever getting wet. Select a welded-on aluminum surface in either gray or alumigrain finishes with long-lasting baked-on anti-slip paint finish. For a quantum leap forward in boat lift technology, check out Flow at Hayward Power Sports. Their patented vertical screwdrive lift is easier, faster, quieter, and smoother than other lifts. The easy leveling legs allow you to lower your lift 9.5 inches from the bottom, allowing it to work in less water. All Flow products come with a 15-year limited warranty, so if you want the best, go with the Flow at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77 or at haywardpowersports.com.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on the 2018 $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and this morning we got none other than Mr. Bob Schuster in. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, John. Morning, Art.
How you doing?
Good.
How are the little things in your life?
They are awesome.
Now that we don't have to look at hard water.
And even some of the bigger things are starting to work out, too.
And now we got warm weather and everything else. Yeah. Well, you know, down the bait shop here, you're getting a lot of people coming in here. And now that it's expanded, you got lots of stuff in here. You always have had a lot of traffic through here. But, you know, what are you hearing as far as reports on the fishing?
Well, it's starting to pick up because the water temperatures are starting to pick up. And I know the second leg of our bass league was out, and there were numerous boats that caught their limits where the week before, when it was real nice on that Wednesday night, 50 degrees and rain and wind. But the bass are picking up, the northern action's picking up, the walleye action's picking up, and the crappies.
Well, you know, we're recording this a week ahead of when it airs, but you know, we were seeing the water temperature getting up. I mean, actually saw that league where I was out there, and we saw 68, 69 degrees way back in the upper end of the lake.
Considering that winter just got over.
Well, considering that just three days earlier, we were seeing 47 degrees on one of the clear lakes.
Absolutely.
So that takes a while to get going and get these things. I predict that, you know, this last weekend was going to be the weekend, you know, as we're airing this, that our crappie really started to get going.
Definitely sounds like that's the case.
Yeah. But it won't be long. We'll be in June, it seems like.
Yeah, a third of the summer
spring,
will be gone.
Quick spring.
No spring. Winter, right. Summer.
Well, yeah. as this airs, is muskie open already? And, you know, what do you suspect that's going to be this year?
Well, again, with the water heating up, I think you could have some pretty decent action. I've actually talked to some guys that have been walleye fishing and have hooked a few muskies, you know, jigging walleye. So I suspect that'll be pretty good.
You know, in our better musky lakes are the smaller lakes anyhow, and the flowages, so those are going to be warmed up by this weekend here, and everything's be.
Oh, absolutely. Spider and Lastland teal, like you said, the smaller lakes, Sisabagma, Sand, those will all warm up, and I think you'll have some pretty good action.
The thing that's kind of interesting to me is I don't see as many people out there musky fishing as I did 20 years ago, and I don't quite understand that. Are they just going someplace else or just not deciding to fish muskies?
I think it's maybe more so going to different areas and fishing different areas, but amazingly, I see a lot of folks going out, so it could be given lakes that you're not seeing the traffic like you used to. I'll reference Couderay, which that used to get, a little more action. But as the season rolls on, they get out there.
Well, you got to remember, too, you mentioned, Bob, areas. I mean, when I started guiding, it was in a few areas in northern Minnesota and some places in Ohio and maybe a couple lakes in Michigan and a whole lot of water in Wisconsin. And now you got... Heck, you got a musky lake in New Mexico. I mean, there's Missouri, Illinois, Indiana. We could go on, and almost 40-some states have got muskies now.
Yeah, so they got lots of places, Kentucky, and as you said, you can go on. But we still get a fair bit of action.
You bet we do.
That being said, like our fall musky tournament, that usually is around the same number that it has been for the last number of years, so...
Well, you know, we've still got a lot of fish around here, and we got some pretty
big
fish too.
Yep,
Bob, I know you got a great selection here. You got about 90 some feet on the wall of musky lures too. Speaking about that,
That's Stevie Jensen's done a really good job of
that
stocking.
That was Stevie's doing, kind of.
Yeah, I kind of turned that over to him, and I said, "This is where you have to stop when you get to this corner." So
it was interesting. The whole store is a lot bigger than it was. So if you haven't been in here yet, folks, if you want to stop in, because they got a great selection of everything.
We do, John.
Well, Bob, I want to thank you for coming on here.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Art.
Take care.
And you know, I'm going to do I got a little tip here. We're talking about getting in before we take a commercial break. I'm going to run a little piece I did with fishing guide Tim Duffy talking about fishing in the weeds for fish once we get the weed beds coming up. So let's play that, and we'll come back. We'll take a commercial break. Tim, you know, I know there's a lot of fish in the weeds, and sometimes getting into the weeds is hard. And you actually, a lot of times, the closer you can get to the fish, the more likely you are to get them a hit. Don't rely on them coming out of the weeds all the time.
Yeah, and that's definitely true. And, you know, people wait for the fish to come out at low light hours. When you fish in the weeds, you get them in the daytime. And not only walleyes, but your muskies, your northerns, or they're waiting for the fish to come out of those weeds and get in the upper water column, you know, which is usually low light. So you got to go down and get them.
And there's a lot of weedless baits too, weedless jigs, a lot of things you can get into the weeds if you kind of carefully pick what you're going to throw.
Yeah, and you know, we're using that weedless jig by Northwood. Was it Weasel?
Weed Weasel,
which is a nice jig, and then we're putting like paddle tail plastics on it, which that makes that jig almost turn into a lure, because that tail vibrates and moves the bait around, but they're very weedless. And you can go in if we're fishing for northerns or muskies, we'll put on either a tiger wire, which you can tie, or titanium or something light. And you get that stuff down in the weeds, and you don't know. You could get a muskie, you can get a walleye, you can get a northern. I mean, bass, I mean, everything is hitting those. And there's a lot of good weed growth out there that's coming up right now. And so the fish, they either got to go deeper or they got to bury themselves down in those weeds. And you got to get something that's going to get down to them, because they're not going to come out of that really. And it has to kind of be in their face to get them. So
I know some guys are actually trolling crawler rigs, crawler spinners right in the weeds for walleyes.
Yeah, but they got to hook that up a certain way to make it go through the weeds, because we're going through some real thick weeds and in some real shallow water, and the weeds are coming up pretty hard and fast, and there's a lot of fish down in there, and we found that we're getting a lot of fish out of that stuff.
Tim, you want to give out your guide information? Somebody looking for a guide for the summer here?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at 715-634-5100.
Well, that was an interesting interview. We're going to take a little commercial break right now, and we come back. I've got a really neat interview with a young lady that moved to Hayward here, is involved with women's fishing, and she just wants to get into doing more and more fishing. And we're gonna have her on the radio quite a bit, I think, here in the future. So let's take that commercial break right now, and we'll be back right after that.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
I want to tell you about the Fishing Buckler, friend of the fisherman and every outdoorsman. The Fishing Buckler's lockable, adjustable, and hangs up on your wall. The Fishing Buckler keeps your pole together. It'll float all day, it ain't scared of the weather. Visit us at fishingbutler.com. Thank you for my butler.
Fishing Butler, ultimate fishing rod ties. Ask for them at your local tackle shop.
Finally, fishing a Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Lund boats are built by fishermen for fishermen. Catch your limit in a fully loaded 2018 Lund 1675 Impact SS for just $27,570. That's more than $6,000 under the MSRP. Lund's meticulous design is a perfect balance of strength and performance. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern coverage and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to the excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And Archie, you know, we're seeing more and more and more women getting out there fishing and hunting nowadays. And sometimes it's hard for them to get into it because they don't have anybody to mentor them. But now there's women's group popping up and stuff.
There's a women's fishing deal that goes on. I think it's out of Deerfoot.
There's Deerfoot. It's got events out here. There's a bunch of events in the area, and, you know, ice fishing events.
And the Deerfoot, I'm amazed at the women that come out for that program. Really, it's wonderful.
They like to hunt and fish. A lot of them do. So we had a chance to talk to Desmond Bennett here from town. She's really active getting involved with all that stuff. And like I said, we're going to see if we can get her on the radio a lot more because adds another dimension to what's going on. So let's hear what Desmond had to say about fishing, and we'll be back after that. Today we're talking to Desmond Bennett from Hayward here. And Desmond, you come back to Hayward here a while back here from down in Louisiana, and you're living up here, and you like to fish and get out in the outdoors.
Yes, I do. I kind of moved up here so that I'd be around all of the wonderful outdoor things we have here in the Northwoods, and I've really taken to the fishing since I've come here.
You mentioned, too, that your family spent a lot of time on Callahan Lake as you were growing up.
We sure did. My family used to go to the Callahan Lake Resort, and they live close to there. So wonderful memories of fishing that lake as a kid and hearing stories about all the muskies and everything else. So that was a big part of what drew me up here.
It drew you up here, but how did you get back into the fishing thing? I mean, a lot of kids, when they grow up and once they turn to adults, they've kind of lost it, and they got to get back into it.
Absolutely. You know, as a kid, it was really that my grandpa would rig up the pole, hand it to me, and if I got a fish, I'd get to reel it in, and he dealt with it from there. Down in Louisiana, I started to get into kayaking, and so I thought, well, what else can I do now that I'm out here paddling around? This is getting a little boring. So I moved up to Wisconsin and discovered actually ice fishing first. And I think now that I'm an adult and just a little more aware of the process, I got to say the first time I got one of the fish on the lines, pulling it up with a tip up, I was hooked, and I've been fishing ever since living up here.
I see a few pictures of you with northern pike floating around, even the DNR's got them, and you're still using the kayak a lot.
I'm still going out in the kayak. I'm also trying to learn a lot about boat fishing when I can find someone generous enough to share their boat and their time with me, and shore fishing. You know, one of the things that's wonderful about fishing in your kayak is you really get to experience the whole process, but you're the only person in your kayak. So I love learning a little bit more about shore fishing, where I can maybe bring someone out that's new to the sport, or going out in someone's boat where I really have the chance to learn from them.
You know, sometimes I run into a situation where it seems to be a little harder for women to get into the sport of fishing or hunting. They've got to find somebody to introduce them to them, teach them, and mentor them.
Absolutely. It can be intimidating when you don't know anything and you don't necessarily have your own gear. You don't know where to go to just go out and start fishing. It's not that easy. I've been very fortunate to have found Wisconsin Women Fishing Club, and that has been a huge part of turning me from just a casual angler into someone that's really pursuing some goals within this sport. It's a fishing club with, I think, almost 300 members in the state of Wisconsin. There's another club called the Women Anglers of Minnesota that does the exact same thing. And these clubs provide a network for women to find other women interested in this sport, to get advice without some of the judgment that we might get if we just walked into some bait shops, and then to get together and fish. The clubs have tons of incredible events where you get to fish and you get to really learn from. I mean, we've got some professional anglers in this club, and people are always willing to share their expertise and their gear. So the return on investment for your club dues is extraordinary.
Interesting. And when you're talking about the club, is it something that you have local parts of the club, or is it just internet-based, or how do you communicate? How do you get together?
A lot of it's internet-based. We've got a public Facebook page, and then we also have a private Facebook group, and that's where a lot of the women talk. You know, they can share their secrets, not necessarily publicly, but with the club. There's also a website. It's wiwomenfish.com. That's where you can go learn a lot about Wisconsin Women Fish as a club. And there aren't local chapters, but the women do. We've got a map where we find out who lives where, and you start finding out who's in your area, who you can meet with. You know, I've got some trips planned to go kayak fish a river here in northern Wisconsin with some of the ladies. My partner for Bass Team is another Wisconsin Women Fish member, and I found backups for Bass Team by posting on there who's close and might be able to fish in case me or my partner can't. So there's a lot of different ways to get to know people in that group.
There's also some local things going on. You mentioned the Bass Club, and they've got a school team that people are involved. And I know a couple of the resorts have some women's events, muskie and everything else.
Yeah, this past weekend I attended a ladies' muskie meetup out at Deerfoot Resort. Some people might remember Amanda Wilson caught the biggest muskie on the flowage for the 2017 season, and she's really started to expand opportunities for women who love to fish to get together. So I think the women's muskie meetups will definitely be something that happens again. We've also got the Adult Bass Club that I'm a part of, and I know I'm not the only woman in that club. And then something I'm really excited about this year is the Hayward Area High School Bass Team. And that's actually something for 9th through 12th graders where they'll sign up and we're going to take them out fishing all summer. They'll be competing in league format. And these kids are going to have a chance to possibly go on to other tournaments. And there's even some scholarship money at play. So it's, you know, at every level there's a chance to get out.
Who would have thought that you could actually earn a scholarship going to fishing, doing fishing? I mean, years ago, when we were fishing, we were kind of slacking.
Right, and now it's turning into something that can really propel you forward in the future. And with high school bass team, we want to make it so that there are opportunities. If you're not into football and you don't run track, but you spent your whole life out in a boat or up in a tree stand, that your talents and your expertise can help build your future too. If anyone's interested, we've probably already talked to you about signing up, but we are having a mandatory student meeting Thursday, May 24th at 6 o'clock at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. So that would be the great place to go and make sure you're a part of that team.
Where does someone find information on any of these women's events, like at Deerfoot or the Women's Anglers Club?
There's a couple different ways. First off, you can check out the Wisconsin Women Fish website at wiwomenfish.com. We've also got both WWF and WAM, the Women Anglers of Minnesota, both have Facebook pages. The Hayward Area High School Bass Team, we've got a Facebook page. I know that Wisconsin Women Fish shares a lot of different events that are women-focused. And if anyone's interested, they can absolutely just reach out to me personally, too. I love meeting new fishing buddies and sharing this sport with other women that are passionate about it.
Yeah, you bet. So there's a lot of opportunity out there to get out.
There's tons of opportunity. It's really what you make of it. I moved up here 2 years ago with absolutely no real knowledge of fishing. I'd never ice fished. And, you know, if you just put it out there and say what you want to do and you're willing to help out the people that are helping you out in certain ways by buying them lunch once they've taken you out in your boat or anything else like that, I found that people are really, really encouraging. And so if you want to learn about fishing, there's plenty of ways to do it.
Yeah, and if you forgot any of those numbers she talked about, you can always ask questions of the president of our bass club or call me or send me a message or down here at Hayward Bait and Bottle, I'm sure.
Absolutely, and you can find me, Desmond X. Bennett, on Facebook. Any one of us would be happy to point you in the right direction.
Well, thanks a lot, Desmond.
Thanks, John.
Well, a very interesting person to talk to, and you know, we're going to take a break right now again and hear from more of our fine sponsors, Art. When we come back, I've got a little interview with, that you did with Max Walter a couple of weeks ago, talking when they were taking them pike out of Couderay. So we'll be back right after these messages.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle. 715-634-9753.
Pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine, located on County K between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is a local Johnson Avenue authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore station. Need a boat or a pontoon for a few days? Just call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with a mechanic on duty Monday through Friday. Call Earl's Marine today at 715-634-4783.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Mielen. Art, you know, before we get into too much here, you had that a couple of weeks ago. You guys were out there when they were taking all those pike out of Couderay, trying to thin down the pike population.
That's the goal that Max has set up for LCO, and I think that's really great. This year, the first day they took 550 fish in, the second day 197, and the third day 89. 836 northerns were taken out of our lake. Now, the bigger ones were put in below the dam on Couderay, Little Couderay, and the smaller ones went to the Whiskey Ridge, where they were converted to patties. They went to the elders at El Seo, the food shelves, and the raptor program that needs fish to feed raptors that are injured. The other thing that was kind of interesting, John, one tiger muskie was netted, and six of last year's plants, extended growth muskie plants, were in the nets, and two larger muskies. The thing that Max has noted is that the fish are a little bit bigger this year and not as many, and that was the goal.
Well, interesting. I know you had a chance to talk to Max, and it was who else was with us?
Max was there and Paul Crystal from LCO.
Well, let's hear that little short interview. When we come back, we'll have a wrap-up on the show here.
Spending a little time today talking with the fellows from the DNR and also LCO Conservation Department, and we're looking at a program that Max Walter developed about a year ago. Max, what was the purpose of this program?
Yeah, so Paul and I together came up with a plan to try and get restore the muskie population on Coot Array. The population has been declining for a long time due to a variety of reasons. One of the things that we're trying to address today is the competing species that exists out there now. That's northern pike, and they're not known to be native to Coot Array. There's a lot of them, and their size has been pretty poor, at least for the last few years.
And how does it compare this year from last year?
Well, I'm pretty impressed with what we're seeing this
year.
What about you, Paul?
I mean, we'll have to wait and see when we're all done here, but it looks pretty good. I mean, the size structure seems to be, you know, getting closer to where we want it.
Yeah, we're getting a lot more fish in the mid-20s, whereas just a couple years ago, the average was between 19 and 21. So it looks like it's jumped up a bit.
I was amazed, to tell you the truth. And by the way, Paul Crystal is talking to us from LCO Conservation. I forgot to introduce you. I'm sorry, Paul. But we're watching these guys take care of them. And what's going to happen with these fish?
Yeah, so these fish, there's three different things that are going to happen to them today. The big ones, you know, that's a nice fish. Somebody would certainly like to catch it. So we don't want to just, you know, take those fish out of the system. What we're going to do is we're going to transfer them to the Coot Array River. So it's still connected water, so we don't have disease issues or things like that. And people can go down there and catch them out of the Coot Array. So any pike over 26 inches is going to the Coot Array that we get out of Muskie Bay here today. The mid-sized pike are going to Whiskey Ridge to be processed into food patties. Muskies Inc.'s paying for that processing. And then those fish, or the food patties, actually end up getting donated to food shelves and nursing homes and things like that, people that can put them to use. And we are taking some today, and we're donating them to raptor recovery centers.
And the number of fish that you have so far?
Right now we're sitting at about 200. So the number is way down from the last 2 years, which was the point. We want to see the number come down and the size go up.
That's great. Great to hear from you guys. Nice to see this happening. And the noise you hear in the background is those northerns flipping around in their plastic little baggies. Thank you, guys.
Good talking to you, Art.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Well, it was interesting talking about that stuff, Art. You know, and you know, one thing we've noticed out here this spring fishing, and I'm doing more and more and more of that, is that we've been catching almost as many fish when it comes to walleyes on plastics and crankbaits by triggering a strike, getting responsive strikes, than we have been just actually fishing slower with the jig and the minnow. And they've been bigger fish.
That's true, but you got to do it, John.
You bet. You know, and a little tip I found in a couple of lures out there I've been fishing with, you know, I've been fishing with these, Berkeley makes a snap jig, they call it now. It's kind of like a jig and Rapala, but you put, I've been fishing gulp minnows on it. And these fish, when you catch them, they got this thing way down in the hook and the roof of their mouth. I mean, they get the whole thing in their mouth, even a 4-inch minnow in the jig.
That sounds great. You got to do it. And it seems like, John, they're a little more active on the Clear Lakes in the evening or in the morning.
Yeah, you know, and we've also been fishing with some other baits, crankbaits, trigger, and I've got a new bait I'm going to be trying a lot more now. You heard of Livingston Lures. They make a lure line that has, they call it EBS, electronic bait fish sounds, and these little minnow baits. They got four different sounds. You put them in water and activates them, and when they're out of water, they deactivate. But then you put your finger on the, once you get them activated, put your finger on the line tie eye and the cross between the line tie eye and the first hook hanger, and you can set it at four different sounds. You got the original sound, you got a crayfish sound, you got a shad sound, and there's another sound. And, you know, sound is, you know, you've musky fished for years. I mean, sound is important. You have one topwater bait catches fish and another one won't catch nothing.
Same bait.
And it's the sound.
Yep, the sound. And if you can change and modify those sounds, you're going to be successful. I'm not so sure I go for this one, John.
It's worth trying. It's worth trying. Anything's worth trying, Art. Anyhow, one last little tip, too, out there is if you're adding all this electronics to your boat here now this year, and some of the new stuff, we got all the new Hummingbird stuff out there, and the Mega 10s and Mega 12s and this stuff, you want to make sure that you got heavy enough gauge wiring to your main power supply, that's the power and all this stuff, because this stuff gets getting more voltage critical. If you have voltage drops, then it'll shut off or it'll lose screens and stuff. So you want to make sure that you got your boat wired up with the, at least number 12 gauge wire. I'd prefer 10 gauge wire from the battery to your fuse
panel. Which is bigger.
Yeah, it's bigger, 10 gauge, yeah. Anyway, we're out of time for this week. I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can get that show on our podcast or our YouTube channel. You can access those from our website. The radio website is wmoradio.net. Get on there, and there, on the YouTube, there's all sorts of interesting videos, too, with things like Max Walter and different people around the area. Anyway, we're out of time for this week.
Take someone fishing with you this year. You might be surprised what you'll do. You'll create a nice little fisherman.
Thanks for listening, folks, and we'll be back again next week.
Kick off your shoes, sink in your easy chair. Come on along, listen with me. I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.